With air travel reaching numbers that we have not seen since the start of the pandemic, one major airline is actually canceling hundreds of flights through mid-July, and it is creating a lot of problems for passengers trying to travel right now. NewsNation correspondent Brian Enten is live at Miami International Airport tonight with the reasons behind the cancellations. Brian.
Marnie, the American Airlines Pilots Association says a pilot shortage is the main reason for the bulk of the cancellations, but there was also bad weather throughout the country over the weekend, which they say really created the perfect storm. Here at Miami International, we've spoken to passengers whose flights were delayed yesterday, then canceled. They had to spend the night here, and they are still at the airport trying to get out. It's a cascade rippling across the nation's airports, stranding people like Madeline Delgado at Miami International, leaving her helpless.
First, they changed the terminal. Then from the terminal, they changed, they said there was delay. Then from the delay, another delay. Then another delay, they said they canceled. By that time, it was like about 1-something in the morning.
Madeline still hasn't made it to her brother's funeral. Her flight to Puerto Rico was one of the nearly 500 flights American has canceled in the past 3 days. American Airlines blaming weather and also a labor shortage nationwide.
People are finally able to travel and not to be hit with this. It's not good.
And lines are long to check in or even to rebook. Take a look. This line snakes all the way through here. It takes quite a while to get even to the terminal, and it spills all the way out and backs up right into the terminal. And if you try calling,
rather than wait on hold, we can call you back when it's your turn in more than 4 hours.
A shortage of people answering the phone and of flight crews, too.
Is there a pilot shortage right now?
Absolutely. All the data that American provides is it shows that the majority of the flights that were canceled were because they didn't have the pilots.
It takes time for furloughed pilots to go through required training to get back in the air, and travel experts say the airlines were not prepared for this kind of demand this soon.
We have greater travel demand than I think even the most optimistic experts predicted would happen. You know, we have more people traveling for vacation to see friends and family. And people even traveling for business, which no one expected was going to start happening until at least September, October.
And unfortunately, things do not look like they will be improving, at least in the short term. Already for the month of July, American Airlines announced today that they are already canceling 1% of their flights. That is about 1,000 flights. Marnie.
Brian Enten live at Miami International. Brian, thank you. Joining us now is Glenn Ponis from the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. I appreciate your time tonight. I'd like to begin where Brian left off with the pilot shortage. He said the furloughed pilots need to go through a certain training to get back in the air. What is that process? How long does it take?
That's a really good question, Marty, and thank you for having me. The pilot training program, there a lot of that is going to come down to they will need to spend time in simulators going through a whole series of refreshers. So they will be refreshing their standard procedures. They'll also be refreshing their emergency procedures because those are some of the most important things that they can't practice while they're in an airplane. So they will be spending a lot of time doing that. There's a lot of check boxes that have to be marked off. And so that's where we're going to see that sort of closing of the pipeline a little bit.
Are there other factors in addition to the pandemic and these furloughs that may be playing into a pilot shortage?
I think what we're seeing in part and what we've been reading in the research is that we're starting to see early retirements and those kinds of things. There were pressures brought on by COVID, and people were sitting there saying, it may be time for me to leave now. So that's one of the big things is that we're seeing that when people have left or they've cleared out so that other people could maintain jobs, since if they were near the end of their career, that's sort of exacerbating the process. So those people aren't even eligible. They're not coming back into the job force.
I understand you've been in the industry for 30 years. Have you ever seen anything that compares to what we're seeing right now?
I really have not. And, you know, we talk with colleagues. I have a number of colleagues who are airline transport pilots, and we have not seen anything like this. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, you know, when you look at the Boeing Aviation Career Outlook, they said 659,000 jobs in the United States alone over the next 20 years are going to be needed. And that's after COVID. So we're talking about a huge long-term pathway that we're going to need to fill a lot of jobs coming up in the future.
The other edge of the sword is recruiting. Are people wanting to become pilots? Is there incentive to make sure that they take the profession of aviation seriously and jump in?
Well, you know, that's also a great question, because when you and I were young, we were able to get airplane rides. We were able to go to airports. Nowadays, since 9/11, airports are closed. No one is allowed in. It seems to be the sort of closed environment. So who gets to actually experience aviation the way perhaps you and I did, or people of our generation? They really don't. So as a result, we have large segments of our population of young men and women who've never had the chance to experience that. And it's even worse in underrepresented communities, urban, rural communities, where they don't even see people who look like them who are pilots. So it's really hard to try to think about a career in aviation when you have no experience with it.
So what's being done to recruit people to get out into these communities that are underserved, underrepresented?
Well, there's a lot of stuff happening nationwide, and I can speak on behalf of Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. The AOPA Foundation has a four-year curriculum that we provide free of charge, curriculum, professional development, ongoing support to high schools across the United States. It's designed to prepare students for two pathways, to become a pilot or to become a drone pilot. And the whole notion is to prepare students not just to become pilots, but to present them all the possible opportunities that we see in aviation and open their eyes to that, and also to make them career ready so that when they leave high school, they have everything in place that they need to become successful, whether it's going on to additional education or going directly into the job market.
Last question for you. You love to fly. You love to be in the skies. What's your pitch for somebody who may be considering a job in aviation, because we need them?
We really do. And my pitch is very simple. The first time you take the controls of an airplane, there's a sense of freedom. We have a student from Steubenville High School. If you get a chance to see the video, it's amazing. And she describes it as freedom. And I can't say it any better than Lexi could. And so I would say to people, get out there, try to get these kinds of programs into your schools. Make sure students are aware of programs that are aviation cadet programs to get them involved in aviation. Because there is really nothing like it. Once you leave the ground, you never see the world the same.
We'll leave it there. Glenn Ponis, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association representative, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Maureen.